Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English podcast. Today I'm going to talk about some movies, old movies, and more than just movies, old themes. So certain stories work well and are told over and over again in different cultures, different languages, and in different times. And this movie came up in a conversation today with a very advanced student, but I think even if you're intermediate, you can enjoy watching movies and TV shows to improve your comprehension and vocabulary. Recently, I've been watching a show on Netflix called Newly Rich, Newly Poor, and I believe it was originally filmed in Colombia, in South America. And the story is about a poor man living in the barrio. And, you know, in the community, he's a poor man. He likes to talk a lot. He's very friendly and a bit obnoxious. And then the counterpart, the other main character, is a rich man who is a CEO of one of the country's biggest businesses, biggest corporations. And the story goes that when they were babies, they were born in the same hospital. And their nurse made a mistake and accidentally gave the wrong baby to the wrong parents. And this can happen because babies look very similar, right? And I think the nurse might have been drunk. And so these children grew up thinking that their parents were their real parents, where actually they were not. They had no blood relation, no relationship to their parents. Now, fast forward 30 years, and these young, pretty nurses were now old ladies. There were two of them, and one was on her deathbed. She was sick and very ill. So she decided to confess to her mistake and try to find the children and the parents and tell them that she was wrong. And she knew at the time, she discovered her mistake, but it was kind of too late to fix the mistake at the time. And the parents drove away, but she felt that she needed to tell them the truth before she died. And once again, this show is called Newly Rich, Newly Poor. And after the nurse successfully finds the children and who are now adults and their parents, the ones that are still alive, the rich man and the poor man, who were both born the same day in the same hospital, who were recovered by the wrong parents, they trade places. And so the rich man is now received by his natural mother, by his birth mother. And he has blonde hair and she has blonde hair, so they kind of look alike. And he looks like his biological father. And the rich man has to trade places and go live with the poor family. And so it's very entertaining because when you are poor, you live much differently than if you're extremely wealthy. So, for example, the extremely wealthy guy had a staff of people cooking breakfast for him and had a very nice house with expensive cars, and his girlfriend was a supermodel, and he had his own office, you know, a very wealthy CEO. And then the poor man had to share a room with his father and lived, you know, drinking beer and eating cheap food, but they trade places. And so that's my description. If you are learning Spanish, you can watch the show. It's mainly in Spanish. It might be in English, but if you like this story, fear not, because this story has been repeated many different times, and I can think of three stories where this exact kind of framework, this storyline happens, where you have a rich man trading places with a poor man, or possibly a woman. So the first movie that I want to tell you about is called Trading Places, and it was filmed in 1983, starring Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. I think that's how you say his name. Eddie Murphy was like one of the top movie stars in the 1980s. And this is a comedy. And the story is that Eddie Murphy is living on the streets. He's a poor fellow. And the other character is a rich Wall Street investor, a commodities man. So he has the fancy house that makes a ton of money, lives the life of luxury, and they trade places. And this is a very funny movie, and it's been so long that I might have to watch it myself again, but I just Googled it, and it looks like you can watch it on Amazon. You can rent it for $3. Or you can buy the DVD if you still have a DVD player. And the next movie that I want to talk about with this theme of trading places with someone else is The Hot Chick, starring Rob Schneider. And this isn't exactly the same, a rich man and a poor man, but this is a poor man and a very attractive, beautiful, young woman. And she's this beautiful blonde. And not only do they trade places, but they actually trade bodies. So one day there's some kind of spell or something happens, some ancient magic or whatever it is. I think he finds a pair of earrings, but they change bodies. So this guy who likes to watch TV and drink beer and is kind of a loser guy, he switches bodies with this beautiful woman. And this beautiful woman, of course, everyone loves her, and she gets everything she wants because she's like a perfect 10. And now the guy has her body, so he is now a hot chick, Rob Schneider. It's very entertaining. This is an old movie, but you got to love Rob Schneider. He is Adam Sandler's right-hand man, and he's in all of Adam Sandler's movies. And I like to watch his films. He's very funny. Kind of reminds me of Stephen Chow, Zhou Xingchi, and how that they have their friends in all the in the movies. So these are old friends from college, and they all act together in movies. They put each other on the same projects. So Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider were buddies, and they're in all these movies together. And then I Googled it, and I heard some interviews about Trading Places, the last movie I mentioned with Eddie Murphy, and someone mentioned that, oh yes, this is the classic story of The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain, the great American author. So if I type Mark Twain, Prince and the Pauper, P-A-U-P-E-R, I think a pauper is just like a street beggar or something. Here is the, I'll read the first paragraph from Wikipedia. See if this sounds familiar. And this was from 1881, so we're going 100 years back from Trading Places, which was 1983. This is 1881. The plot. Tom Canty the youngest son of a very poor family living in Offal Court, located in London, has been abused by his father and grandmother, but is encouraged by the local priest who taught him to read and write. Loitering around the palace gate one day, he sees Edward Tudor, the Prince of Wales. Coming too close, in his intense excitement, Tom is caught and nearly beaten by the royal guards. However, Edward stops them and invites Tom into his palace chamber. There, the two boys get to know one another and are fascinated by each other's life. They have an uncanny resemblance to each other and learn they were even born on the same day. So they decide to swap clothes temporarily. The prince hides an item, which the reader later learns is the Great Seal of England, then goes outside to confront the guards who abuse Tom. However, dressed as Tom, he is not recognized by the guards, who drives him away from the palace. So there you have it. It's the same story of the prince trading places with this street kid. And I have not read this story. It's very famous, and I think there are cartoons. There might be a movie, but it's the same idea of trading places, where one person lives a life of luxury and has been given everything in life, and the other is less fortunate and poor, and then through some circumstance they switch places and experience life from the opposite perspective of being poor or rich. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. I think it's a great story. All of these movies I've enjoyed, and I plan on reading The Prince and the Pauper now. And the great thing is that by trading places, you get a new perspective on your own life, whether that's poor or rich or male or female, and being able to really understand other people and how they live and the problems they face is a challenge for most people if they have never had the chance to trade places, which most of us do not. So understanding other people and that they face different challenges with different educational backgrounds, different bank accounts, different appearances, and so forth. So these movies all kind of allow the main character to do that. And it's kind of a wake-up call for them and allows them to see the world freshly from a different perspective and to understand other people better. Thank you for listening. That's all for today. If you guys enjoyed this, or if you've seen any of these movies, or if you plan to watch any of these movies after listening to this podcast, leave me a message. Have you ever seen Trading Places from 1983, starring Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd? Have you seen The Hot Chick, starring Rob Schneider? Have you read The Prince and the Pauper? Let me know. Oh, and Newly Rich, Newly Poor, the Colombian series, which has over 100 episodes. If you're studying Spanish, it is really fun, and I recommend it. Thank you for listening, my friends. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. Message me if you would like to take a one-on-one class, or if you have any comments about the content of this podcast or suggestions. Thanks, and have a great day. Adios, amigos. Hasta luego. Adiós. Bye-bye.